Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Definition Minute is a subset of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. In these mini episodes, I will define economic theories and marketing terms in a minute or two. The topics will be review, introductory, or discrete in nature. Nash equilibrium is a concept in game theory that describes a situation in which each participant in a strategic interaction makes decisions based on their best possible strategy, taking into account the decisions of the other participants. In other words, in a Nash equilibrium, no player has an incentive to unilaterally change their strategy, given the strategies chosen by the others. Key features of Nash equilibrium are stability. In a Nash equilibrium, each player's strategy is considered stable because, given the strategies chosen by the others, no player has an incentive to deviate from their current strategy. Mutual consistency. The strategies chosen by each participant are consistent with each other and form a stable set of choices. No regret. Players looking at the strategies of others do not regret their own choices and would not benefit from changing their strategy unilaterally. Nash equilibrium is named after John Nash, a Nobel laureate in economics, who introduced the concept in the context of non-cooperative games. It has broad applications in various fields, including economics, political science, biology, computer science, as well as interpersonal relationships. There can be multiple Nash equilibria in a game, and some games may not have a Nash equilibrium at all. The concept is fundamental in analyzing strategic interactions and predicting the likely outcomes when multiple decision makers interact in a competitive or cooperative environment. One of the most famous examples of Nash equilibrium is the concept's application in the context of prisoner's dilemma. The prisoner's dilemma is a hypothetical scenario in game theory where two suspects are arrested, and they must decide whether to cooperate with each other or betray their accomplice to the authorities. Consider two individuals, prisoner A and prisoner B, who are arrested for a crime and placed in separate cells. The authorities lack sufficient evidence to convict them of the crime, but have enough evidence to charge them with a lesser offense. Each prisoner faces a choice: cooperate with the other by remaining silent, or betray the other by confessing to the crime. The outcomes are associated with the number of years each prisoner would serve in prison based on their joint decision. If both prisoners cooperate, i.e. remain silent, they will receive a relatively light sentence. However, if one decides to betray or confess while the other remains silent, the betrayer gets an even lighter sentence while the cooperator receives a harsher one. If both betray each other, they both receive a moderately harsh sentence. In the Nash equilibrium of the prisoner's dilemma, both prisoners independently choose to betray each other. This occurs because, regardless of the other's choice, each prisoner has a personal incentive to betray for the possibility of a lighter sentence. This results in a suboptimal collective outcome compared to mutual cooperation. The scenario emphasizes the tension between individual rationality and collective welfare, illustrating how self-interested decisions can lead to a less favorable outcome overall when multiple parties are involved. The concept extends beyond physical representation and serves as a metaphor for strategic interactions where individuals must weigh personal gain against cooperative efforts for a better mutual outcome. Nash equilibrium, a concept from game theory, has various applications in everyday life, influencing decision-making and strategic interactions in different contexts. Here are some common applications. Business and competition. Companies often make strategic decisions based on the Nash equilibrium. Pricing strategies, market entry, and competitive behaviors are influenced by the analysis of how competitors might respond to different actions. Labor negotiations. In labor negotiations, both employers and employees may consider Nash equilibrium to anticipate each other's actions and make strategic decisions. Salary negotiations, working conditions, and labor disputes are areas where game theory concepts come into play. Traffic flow. Nash equilibrium is applied in transportation and traffic management. Drivers may adjust their routes or departure times based on predictions or others' behaviors to minimize travel time or avoid congestion. Economics and market behavior. Market dynamics, including supply and demand, pricing, and investment decisions, are influenced by Nash equilibrium. Investors and businesses consider potential responses from others in shaping their strategies. Environmental resource management. In scenarios where multiple parties share a common resource, such as water or fisheries, Nash equilibrium concepts can be applied to understand how different entities might behave and allocate resources. Sports strategy. Coaches and players in sports may use game theory principles to predict opponents' moves and make strategic decisions during games. This can include considerations of offensive and defensive strategies. Dating and social interactions. In social settings, individuals may apply Nash equilibrium unconsciously when making decisions about dating, relationships, or social interactions. Anticipating the action of others can influence personal choices. Network security. Nash equilibrium is considered in cybersecurity when analyzing the strategies of attackers, and defenders. It helps in understanding potential responses and adapting security measures to protect against threats. Auction bidding. Bidders in auctions may use Nash equilibrium principles to determine their bidding strategies, taking into account the potential actions of other participants and maximizing their chances of winning at the most favorable price. Political campaigns. Political candidates and campaigns strategize based on the potential responses of opponents and voters. Nash equilibrium concepts are applied in understanding electoral competition and making campaign decisions. Social media and influence. Individuals and businesses on social media platforms may consider Nash equilibrium when planning content, marketing, and engagement strategies to maximize their reach and impact in a competitive environment. These applications highlight how Nash equilibrium concepts are pervasive in decision-making across diverse areas of life, where strategic interactions and the response of others play a crucial role. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.